Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC at 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast. Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English. Here we are ready to start today's edition with daily news, followed by Mongolian poetry break. Then the program will be continued with a talk about waste management in Mongolia. Stay with us. Here is the news. President holds telephone conversation with his Polish counterpart. On May 10th, President of Mongolia, Hurusuh, held a telephone conversation with the President of the Republic of Poland. The presidents of the two countries exchanged views on a wide range of issues of relations and cooperation. For instance, they praised the results of the political consultations between the Mongolia-Poland Intergovernmental Commission and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, which are important mechanisms for bilateral dialogue, and expressed confidence that they will contribute to achieving the development goals of both countries. Emphasizing the importance of people-to-people relations, President Hurusuh thanked the Polish government and people for their constant support provided to Mongolians living in Poland. Team of researchers begins to conduct a study on the implementation of syllabuses. One of the objectives that have been reflected in the action program of the government of Mongolia is to create an internationally acknowledged general education system in the country. In its framework, a team of researchers from the University of Cambridge is working in Mongolia. Yesterday, on May 10th, they held a meeting with Minister of Education and Science and organized a meeting of the joint team. With aims to provide support in the implementation of the syllabuses for science, mathematics, and English, the team will be working in Ulaanbaatar City and select provinces of the country until May 21st to become acquainted with certain corresponding factors, such as the school's learning environment, human resources, and teaching methodology. During the meeting, the minister briefly introduced Mongolia's education sector and highlighted that the cooperation must focus on creating equal opportunities for quality education nationwide and eliminating the disparity between public and private schools. As the issue concerning the access to schools and kindergartens is being resolved, the ministry is focusing on the quality of education, he expressed. In turn, the team leader thanked the minister for extending an invitation and creating the appropriate conditions to become acquainted with the issue, highlighting the importance of how the government of Mongolia is working to ensure equal access, he informed that the first report on the study will be completed by June. Mongolian ambassador to France meets Spanish ambassador. On May 5th, the ambassador of Mongolia to France met with the ambassador of Spain to France. While noting that the 45th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Mongolia and Spain will be celebrated on July 5th, the ambassador of Mongolia to France conveyed the request put forth by the Mongolian side to organize the consultative meeting between the two ministries of foreign affairs to conclude the agreement of air services between Mongolia and Spain, and the agreement on visa exemption for holders of diplomatic and official passports. Furthermore, the ambassador of Mongolia to France introduced the socioeconomic situation in Mongolia, as well as cooperation opportunities in the fight against climate change. The ambassador of Spain to France confirmed Spain's commitment to expanding cooperation with Mongolia in all fields of mutual interest and expressed his full support for the implementation of the BAO measures. First, a logos exhibition, The Sign, opens. An exhibition titled The Sign was opened in the exhibition hall of the National Museum of Mongolia on May 7th. The exhibition presents more than 1,600 logos that have been created by around 20 graphic designers of the We Mongol Content Union over the past 20 years. We are surrounded by images and symbols. From the exhibition, people will be able to understand that designers are the ones who bring these images and characters closer to life, enriching them with new content. The logos are being unveiled in 9 categories: symbol, word mark, letter mark, combination, abstract, character, monogram, emblem, and pictorial mark. Through the exhibition, audiences will get acquainted not only with the logos, but also with the rich history of Mongolian cultural heritage, traditions, and symbols. Right, that's all for today's daily news. Now let's have Mongolian poetry break.
Have you ever interested in Mongolian poems? This is Mongolian Poetry Breaks. It tells modern Mongolian poetry.
Although we have different mother tongues and come from different countries and cultures, we share one large heart for poetry.
We have a common home named globe. Poetry is a special way of looking at the world. Please enjoy the moment.
Chimit Chajil was a poet, a playwright, and a translator who was born in 1927. His poem called I Am a Mongolian is the most famous poem among Mongolians. And let me read this poem to you listeners. Chimit Chajil, I Am a Mongolian. I was born in a herdsman's abode, where cattle dung smoke used to whirl. So I imagine my virgin land as my own babyhood cradle. Looking at the distant view, rises azure mist, gazing at my spacious country, I always feel boundless happiness. When it's blowing wind wafts as though kissing me, and when fresh breezes fan me as my own mother's hand. My heart and mind overflow bringing me much elation, and my two hazel eyes brim with solemn tears. Since they were born in the heart of their west country, my respected ancestors had kept up sacred traditions, devoting their life and body to their boundless steppe land and its bright prosperity. My ancestors left to me this Mongol land, trusting me as their true seat, and its sun illuminates me, and its gentle wind blows me, and its sweetest rain feeds me, and as this fine country and I have the same luck. I love this my native country as my own body, and I compare my transparent rivers to my mother's milk. For in this country I'm a lord, for my part I'm its child. I have a great task above all to build its future with my people. If one ever esteems one's motherland as more priceless than anything, if one ever considers one's land of steppes incomparable to any mountainous place, if one always toils and lives only for one's people, if one ever works and walks only for one's destined country, if one is ever ready to die like Ayush, who kept the harmful bullets of bitter enemies which advanced to his golden earth, he is a true Mongolian child who loves his motherland. Such love existed for the Mongols from immortal times. As I am a Mongolian, my reviving courage, my taking breath, my body and soul, my life and all will be dedicated only for this treasure-like land. I love the sunlight that illuminates my native land. I like the melodious songs breaking out over my quiet steppes. Whenever I look at my spacious free country, each time I feel so happy and my creative courage is increased, not saving my worthy life, not from a boastful heart, but from an earnest mind before the whole world, if I repeat now once again. As I'm a Mongol man and as all we are the same, our lives are dedicated to the confident development of this sunny Mongolia. We live with our friends as peaceful as friendly calls. If fruitless enemies fall on us, we'll become as wild as lions and leopards. I speak these words on behalf of my kinsmen, who all become as the Mongolians, not only by their words and language, but by their hearts and minds.
Welcome back. This is Voice of Mongolia in English. In this edition, we'll talk about vast management in Mongolia, so stay tuned. In modern days, waste and its related negative impact have been generated increasingly due to the fact that urban patterns and lifestyles. On the other hand, intensive development in the mining and construction sectors increases waste generation volume. Currently, Mongolia is working on various management like some developing countries. In other words, the country is going forward for a brighter future. At this moment, let's consider in detail the waste management policy. Mongolia has adopted the law on waste on 12 May 2017, and various 3R programs are introduced, such as the Green Development Strategic Action Plan, National Program for Reducing Air and Environmental Pollution Reduction Program, and Sustainable Development Concept of Mongolia. However, for effective implementation of 3R policies and programs, Mongolia faces various challenges such as a lack of financial resources, lack of specific 3R policies and legislation, lack of awareness and knowledge among stakeholders and the significant role played by the informal sector. Agreedly, there is a strong awareness of the need to update 3R-related and waste management policies to meet emerging waste challenges. Mongolia practices commingled waste collection. The collection vehicle includes motorized trucks as well as hand carts. According to the latest statistics, annual waste is generated in Mongolia 2,900,000 tons, namely 1,200,000 tons in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar and 1,700,000 tons in rural areas. The majority of the waste collected in the country is sent to disposal. In previous experience, nearly 95% of waste was disposed of using the burial method. Mongolia has a total of roughly 400 central waste disposal sites, covering around 125,000 hectares of total land. The overall waste collection coverage is 70% in urban areas and only 40% in rural. The aspect to mull over is that a very significant proportion of recyclable items, plastic, paper, or cardboard, glass, and metal still land up at the disposal site. These valuable recyclables could otherwise have been segregated, collected, and sent for recycling rather than disposal. Recycling in Mongolia is mainly operated by the informal sector and recyclables are usually exported. It means that sorting and recycling are undertaken by the private sector and are at an informal scale. A significant proportion of waste is recycled by small businesses or collected and exported to China for recycling. The first stage of sorting is conducted when wastes are picked from apartments and households, either by the collection crew or the caretakers of the housing apartments. Thus, collected materials are then sent off to the secondary raw material collection points. The remaining recyclables that reach the centralized landfill sites are further sorted by waste scavengers. Most of them collect recyclable waste products, including glass, cans, cardboard, and bones, and sell them to transfer centers. From there, those recyclable waste products go to primitive recycling plants, and the remaining items are exported to China. Recyclable waste makes up 50% of the total waste generated in Mongolia, but currently only less than 0.50% is recycled. Around 15% of paper, 10% of plastic, 2.5% of metal, and 25 to 30% of construction waste is recycled in the country. Healthcare waste is a problematic item for most developing countries. Looking at some surveys, a total of about 3 tons of healthcare waste was generated each day in Ulaanbaatar. Specifically, there is generated about 1 ton of medical waste and roughly 2 tons of general waste. In rural areas and provinces where almost 90% of medical facilities burned their waste in some primitive low-temperature incinerators. E-waste is one of the fastest-growing waste streams in Mongolia. The amount of generated e-waste per year grows rapidly. The lifespan of computers has dropped from 7 years in the 1990s to just 2 years or less today. Mobile phones have a lifespan of even less than 2 years. The Mongolian population is 3 million, but the number of mobile phone users is 3.5 million since 2007. The mobile phone users' growth is 120%, but there is no data and inventory for mobile phone West generation in Mongolia. Also, from the 31st of July 2014, Mongolia transferred a digital broadcast system, and the generation of CRT West is extremely growing last few years. Let us consider major plans, including mega projects and master plans, and a pipeline for future action. The main goals of the National West Management Improvement Strategy and its implementation plan are to diminish waste accumulation, increase recycling, and reduce the adverse effects of waste on human health and the environment. According to Mongolia's Sustainable Development Agenda 2030, there is a mission to increase the amount of recycled waste to 20% of total waste. Another special plan is to increase the involvement of government, individuals, businesses, and organizations in waste reduction activities by creating safe and healthy living conditions for the public and through environmentally sound disposal. The different mission is to create a healthy and safe environment by planning cities and settlements with efficient and accessible infrastructure, reducing pollution sources, encouraging proper livelihood practices, and reducing its related pollution. Waste and climate change project for capacity building for policymakers and implementers on the mitigation of adverse impacts of climate change by reducing greenhouse gas emissions and short-lived climate pollutants generated by waste commenced its implementation. Ulaanbaatar City is working towards formalizing waste recycling activities in the future. The Eco Park project is expecting to develop a recycling park in the Narangin-Inger waste collection site and the Tsagandawa waste collection site. Ulaanbaatar City Authority would provide land and infrastructure to the Eco Park. Also, government would provide incentives to enterprises that are registered in Eco Park. On the other hand, a public-private partnership model was developed and a tripartite agreement was reached with Element LLC. The Central Treatment Facility for Healthcare West was functioned since 2010 and has been collecting and treating healthcare wastes from 1,000 public and private healthcare facilities in the capital city. As for some challenges faced in this field, specific policy and legislation for recycling are required except for a lack of financial resources. The weak enforcement and monitoring of the existing laws and regulations are also influenced. In addition to this, there is also limited technological and financial capacity of the domestic recycling industry. Immediate improvement is required in building human resource capacity, establishing up-to-date provincial and national waste laws and regulations, and setting up ambitious yet achievable targets in the National Waste Management Strategy. At the end of the program, let's listen to a brilliant song.
Чингис борч ман хайцсан агуу дэвсэн мэн Hem babuç her gibi temsil çiyansa Her bir undakşın ongun şey Hep nokta Hatta hanga nyanga nyanga Davam derim Hatta gınanırsın borut şüphek Ova pek Jiyosun arum gurdwarzo kutsin dette khoyskhode kisin khorin negen ong khakhin ong khaylasta mankhum duchum tawun ong horwo dikhide mongod deste mini ikorong uyinuide sayani dun maisig antisa unde soksan uttugin ikte olum yasdun o
We are finishing today's episode and we've talked about waste management in Mongolia. Thank you for listening to us and goodbye until we talk to you later. That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also download the phone application MNB Radio and listen to all the programs of Voice of Mongolia. Your emails and letters are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please either email them to vom_en@yahoo.com or send them to the English section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia. Thank you for listening. Baishte.